Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here, and we are going to continue our journey through 1 Corinthians 7. And today we're reading from chapter 7, verses 25 through 40 in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. Now let me address the issue of singleness. I must confess I have no command to give you that comes directly from the Lord. But let me share my thoughts on the matter as coming from one who has experienced the mercy of the Lord to keep me faithful to Him. Because of the severe pressure we are in, I recommend you remain as you are. If you are married, stay in the marriage. If you are single, don't rush into marriage. But if you do get married, you haven't sinned. It's just that I would want to spare you the problems you'll face with the extra challenges of being married. My friends, what I mean is this. The urgency of our times means that from now on, those who have wives should live as though without them, and those who weep should forget their tears, and those who rejoice will have no time to celebrate, and those who purchase items will have no time to enjoy them. We are to live as those who live in the world's system but are not absorbed by it, for the world as we know it is quickly passing away. Because of this, we need to live as free from anxiety as possible. For a single man is focused on the things of the Lord and how he may please him, but a married man is pulled in two directions, for he is concerned about both the things of God and the things of the world in order to please his wife. And the single woman is focused on the things of the Lord so she can be holy both in body and spirit, but a married woman is concerned about the things of the world and how she may please her husband. I am trying to help you and make things easier for you and not make things difficult, but so that you would have undistracted devotion, serving the Lord constantly with an undivided heart. However, if a man has decided to serve God as a single person, yet changes his mind and finds himself in love with a woman, although he never intended to marry, let him go ahead and marry her. It is not a sin to do so. On the other hand, if a man stands firm in his heart to remain single and is under no compulsion to get married, but has control over his passions and is determined to remain celibate, he has chosen well. So then, the one who marries his fiancée does well, and the one who chooses not to marry her does better. Still more verses. Here we go. A wife is bound by the marriage covenant as long as her husband is living. But if the husband dies, she is free to marry again as she desires. But of course, he should be a believer in the Lord. However, in my opinion, and I think that I too have the Spirit of God, she would be happier if she remained single. Okay, now mind if I pray for you. Jesus, thank you for these passages about marriage and singleness and Paul's instructions. I really appreciate that everything that we pretty much need to know is addressed in Scripture. So, Lord, help us to hold the Scripture in high regard and to go there when we have a question about something. Lord, I pray for those who are single, and I pray that truly it would be a time of single-hearted devotion to you, and that you would help them through loneliness and depression that may accompany being single, or the pain of maybe a breakup that they might be experiencing, or a broken marriage. Lord, just be with. You are, during this season, we are reminded, you are Emmanuel, God with us. So would you be with my friend today who's struggling in this area? And Lord, I pray for those who are married, and I pray that although Paul says it means we have two different minds, I also see that we can be singly devoted to you as well. And so, Lord, for those who are married, I pray for that kind of single-handed devotion. Lord, I also thank you for just what Paul is speaking to us here today about the urgency of our times. There's not time to even enjoy the things we buy, or we're just in these busy kind of end times, particularly during COVID. And so, Lord, I earnestly pray that today we can make the best use of our time that glorifies you and thinks about your kingdom, Lord. But sometimes that's hard to do when we carry heavy burdens. And so, Lord, I just lay down some of my burdens right now before you. The burden of weight loss or trying to lose weight is very stressful to me. The burden of work and career, the burden of people who are broken in my life, the burden of those I love who don't yet know you, the burden of trying to love you well in the middle of this crazy mess. And so, Lord, we all collectively, as I'm praying this right now, we just lift up our burdens to you. This is an unprecedented time. This is a time of great disorder. And so, Lord, would you bring order to our private lives? Would you help us to find you in the midst of the situation that we find ourselves in, whether we're single or married? Lord, help us to honor you with our words, our actions, and the way we treat people today. I know that it's such a temptation to just lose our patience or to explode on people. I think about the time that I was hiking the 14er this year, and I've had this feeling inside of my heart that I could choose to not complain or I could choose to complain. And I am so sorry, Lord, but I chose to complain. And Lord, it was such a clear choice before me, and yet I chose the whining part, and I feel bad about that. Please forgive me. But Lord, we all have that choice even set before us today. So we just choose today to lay it down, and we ask for your strength. We ask for your vigor. We ask for your presence, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by growinghometogether.com. And this is actually also a podcast called the Growing Home Together Podcast. And this is all about family. And I'm super excited about what Rob and Joanna Tigan are doing. They are helping you understand what does a loving marriage look like? How can you connect with your kids on a heart level, which is super important? How do you enter into the struggles of your family? How does having faith in Jesus make a real difference in the way that you argue, in the way that you interact, the way that you treat each other, which I would argue we often treat strangers better than we treat the people in our family. And so Rob and Joanna have a heart to empower you how to live for Jesus in the midst of your family, in the middle of all the battles and the challenges that you face. This podcast will give you hope and direction and a lot of practical tips. So hop on over to growinghometogether.com and click on the podcast tab, and you will not be sad after listening to that because it's going to be so helpful. So thank you, Rob and Joanna, for your sponsorship of Pray Every Day. And thanks to you, the listener, for just being willing to be a part of this little prayer movement that is now almost 3 years old and has reached over 1.3 craziness million people. So thank you and have an amazing day.